God walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hagen on Fridays joins us right here in this slot. Kevin, good morning to you, sir. How's everything going down in Alabama?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing? Well, Alabama will have a practice this afternoon in preparation for their second scrimmage of the spring tomorrow afternoon. There'll be some more eyes on it. Members of the Red Elephant Booster Club are going to be able to attend. And typically, I would be at the scrimmage, the second one, because typically this is the weekend that they have the high school football Nick Saban coaching clinic. But unfortunately, this year they had to do that this week remotely. And I understand some of the reviews from coaches were that it was less than what it normally is because you just can't replicate it, and not the quality of it, but, you know, doing it remotely. So you'll hear some more feedback on the scrimmage Saturday because there'll be some more people that will get to put their eyeballs on it.
What are you hearing about Bryce Young at quarterback?
What I've been saying all along, he's the starter, and that's what it is, and there's really no discussion there. He got to have his, you know, he only had one scrimmage last year in the fall in August, so he had his second scrimmage. Yeah, he did throw one interception, but there's no quarterback debate at Alabama. Bryce Young is the starting quarterback for Alabama, and he's going to get his second one on Saturday and continue to work. I mean, I've heard some knocks about him and his height and everything, but listen, that's who Alabama zeroed in that class. That's who they want. Tua wasn't very tall either. I've actually had somebody in the complex tell me that, and this is a big statement, that, you know, Bryce Young's kind of a right-handed version of Tua Tagovailoa. So I expect big things from Bryce, but there's absolutely no quarterback controversy at Alabama.
I have heard right-handed version with a better arm.
Correct. Yeah.
Pretty good.
What I've heard. We'll see. But you hate to put that moniker on somebody, but he's an uber talented young man. Played at a high level of high school competition. Had things been more normal last year, I think he would have gotten more opportunities to get into games and more playing time than he's gotten. But yeah, all feedback is that Bryce Young's clearly on the path, for the 2021 season. It's very, very important, Bill, that Bryce Young stay upright and healthy for Alabama to have the 21 season they want to have. Very, very important.
Bama Mark says, and I guess this is just a general question, there's no names here, says, how about an injury update if possible?
There's a rumor, right? There's a rumor floating around this morning that Paul Tyson might possibly have a hamstring injury, but I've not gotten confirmation of that from anybody that I trust this morning. So
you think that's what Bama Mark's talking about?
I'm assuming that's what Bama Mark's talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that, I guess, here over the next day or two, something will come out if it's true or not. But is he clearly the number two quarterback on the list?
Today, yes.
Yeah.
I think by the time we get to Atlanta and play the Miami Hurricanes to start next year, I expect true freshman Jalen Milroe to be the quote to be the backup quarterback by that point. But yes, as of today, Paul Tyson would be the backup, and we'll certainly know the answer whether he's injured tomorrow, because somebody's going to have to trot out there and run the second team offense tomorrow. So won't be able to hide that one very long, Bill.
What is Milroe's quarterback style?
Well, he came from an offense in there again in the Houston area, so he played a high level of competition. He came from a high school that didn't throw the ball a whole lot. Now, he has a strong arm, but his passing game needs work, and that's something they're going to continue to work on, but it's simply because he really didn't get the opportunity. He's a true, you know, dual threat quarterback. He has great wheels. He can fly, a lot of speed, so he can tuck it and run, but it'll be a developing, you know, his passing game as we move forward. But Bill O'Brien, the new offensive coordinator, absolutely loves the young man, thinks he's uber talented, loved his high school film. So that's where we're at. So if heaven forbid, you know, heaven forbid, you know, something happened to Young early, you know, it would impact Alabama's passing game just because Jalen Milroe's passing game isn't quite there. But the super talented young athlete, and there's no reason to think that, you know, that won't improve.
I probably should have said Ty Simpson is the next quarterback, but he's not even there yet, right? So,
yeah, unfortunately, I don't think his high school is going to loan him to us this year. Although we've got, you know, 35 five-star running backs, so maybe we could send his high school a couple of, you know, five-star running backs next year and borrow him from next year. I'm really excited to see what Ty Simpson is going to do when he gets to the University of Alabama.
Yeah, I was looking. Was it the ESPN list that somebody tweeted yesterday, and he's the number one rated quarterback on there?
Yeah, he's a dual threat, which is funny because he's not a prototypical dual threat quarterback, but it's, you know, call him whatever you want to call him. Yeah, he's an uber talented young man, and as I mentioned, you know, he's the young man in this class. He's the quarterback that Alabama zeroed in on, and that's the guy they wanted, and they were able to get their guy, and I can see he's a coach's son, which is always great, and he is he's very much a part of helping bringing in this next recruiting class. I mean, he's the one contacting recruits, and he's kind of the among the players. There's always a player, a commit, that's kind of the bell cow of the class. That's him. He's doing a wonderful job assisting the coaches on assembling the next recruiting class.
Now, about an hour and a half from him is Walter Nolan down in Memphis, who everybody on the planet wants, defensive lineman. Is there anything new with him?
He still has his top grouping, which Alabama's a part of. I've heard some rumors from some people that I trust, and that he really, really likes Michigan. So I'm not saying he's going to commit to Michigan, but Alabama's certainly in the thick of it, and Alabama will be in the thick of it to the end. But kind of a little early to gauge just exactly what school he's zeroing on. But I was a little surprised to hear that he really, really likes Michigan, of course. But you know, the big recruiting news this week, Bill, is the fact that is about Alabama basketball. I mean, it's a fact that they got Charles Badako, the big center out of St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, commit. That was long expected, and yesterday they got the five-star transfer, Amari Burnett from Texas Tech, and I'm just going to tell Alabama fans right now, probably ought to stick around watching Twitter on Sunday, because Noah Gurley from Furman is going to announce where he's transferring, Bill, and I think there's an outstanding chance that he decides to come to Tuscaloosa. Yeah, the big buzz the last few days, Bill, has not been spring football practice. The buzz continues to be Alabama basketball, and Alabama fans have been so excited this week by these additions to the basketball class, and it's really cool to see. It's mid-April, Bill, and we're still talking basketball in Tuscaloosa.
It's also amazing that now, whether it's Alabama or anybody else, people anticipate transfer news. How about that?
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, when high school basketball is such that, you know, so much is done with the recruiting, not so much of the high school, but with the AAU teams. My son went through that when he went through the process and played AAU teams. Recruiting in basketball also now, it's like the transfer portal has become like the AAU, you know, replacing the recruiting process. Like every year, everybody resets their program, and I mean, certainly the transfer portals affect college football, but it has totally changed the landscape of college basketball. I mean, it's to the point, Bill, literally, where you can pretty much redo your college basketball roster every year thanks to the portal. It's insane. It's
with experience.
Insane.
Yeah, with experience.
Yes, and it's totally reset. Of course, the only thing you can't gauge, I mean, you can gauge what they did at their other school, and there's certainly film. The one, you know, the one big thing out there, the big question mark, is you don't know how they're going to work together, what the chemistry in the room's going to be when you put all these new pieces and parts together. That's always the question for me when you bring in all these transfers. But, yeah, you can totally. You hire a new basketball coach, your basketball program was garbage last year. Well, if he knows how to work the portal, boom, you can reset your program in the complete offseason and you know, get right back in the thick of it for the next season. It's insane.
Jeff, too, wants to know what you know about, you mentioned it, Namari Burnett, the five-star transferred from Texas Tech to Alabama. What's his game style?
He's a combo guard. He was a five-star coming out of high school. He grew up in the Chicago area, but he actually finished his high school career at Prolific Prep in Napa, California. What a smart young man go to Napa, California.
Wow.
His style of play just didn't really fit in at Texas Tech. They kind of, of course, the Texas Tech coach now, the Texas coach, more of a slower, deliberate offense. He's going to fit in perfectly with the offense that Nate Oates wants to run. And Alabama was his second choice when he committed to Texas Tech a couple years ago, so it's not surprising that he made the decision of, hey, I should have gone to Alabama. But Namari Burnett is going to be a absolutely perfect fit for what Nate Oates runs in Alabama.
Josh in London, Ohio. Kevin, he wants to know, do you think Nick will be the coach when Alabama comes to Columbus, Ohio? And what, is that 26-27?
I think I said it before. I think Nick Saban will definitely be at the Horseshoe in 26-27, and I think he'll be sitting in a luxury box watching, you know. We've
working for ESPN.
I'm working for ESPN, just working for Miss Terry,
right.
You know. But no, I would love it, but I would be surprised if Nick Saban is still the head coach then. You know, hey, it could be Bill O'Brien, and we've written him off many times. Heck, it could be Pete Golding. I mean, we've killed Pete Golding off so many times, and he survives. Bill, Pete Golding may be the coach that day. Who knows?
Kevin, have a good weekend, sir. We'll see you next Friday.
Always an honor to join you, Bill. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And as always, Roll Tide.
Yeah, and I've told you, when we are lucky, all of us collectively are lucky enough to see G-word greatness, Nick Saban. I try to trick myself and think he'll never retire. I know that's not the case, but I won't let my mind go to a spot where he's not coaching. Unrealistic, yes, but because I don't know about you, but I love watching greatness. I love it. Doesn't matter what I think about Alabama. I have no emotional attachment to them at all. I just love it. If greatness is greatness, I don't care where you're at. Doesn't matter to me. He just so happens to be at a tradition-rich school before he even got there, which is even more amazing. I hope he's there 26-27, but that's in this world, that's a ways down the road, right? We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues in Robertson County on this accident here on 65 southbound at the 110 mile marker. It's finally moving a little bit better on 65 north where we had some rubbernecking going on. Again, this is in White House just south of Portland on 65 south at the 110 as traffic picks up even more so here up by the airport on I-40 up by Donaldson Pike. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks coming up on May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist. Introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. The new TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck.
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Charlie, to end hour number one, played that little clip. That was Matt Rhule, and the name of the restaurant is, and it's still around, I looked it up during the break, Cock of the Walk, over by Opryland, right there in the same area, same property almost. And he came on the show. He was at Baylor at the time. Now, of course, the Carolina Panthers. He and Joe Brady.
Yeah.
Wonder Boy is over there with him. He was in town, Matt Rhule, for the coaching convention, the NCAA coaches, college football coaches convention. And he was on the show. Matt Rhule was a good friend of the show. And said, Bill, I went by that place. I always hear you talk about Cock in the Wall. Is what he said. Crazy Charlie checked with the lawyers. It's okay to say that.
Cock in the Wall.
That's him. That's him. That's the actual clip from when he was on the show. That
year. Cock in the Wall.
And I don't remember. Crazy Charlie, did we not even, I don't think we even reacted to it. We just kind of let it go, right? I don't think we said anything to him. I don't think we laughed or
drew attention. We didn't draw attention to it until after the case, I believe.
Bill, it was a guest talking about a sponsor. No, we didn't laugh. We just kept on going through, and then we made a bit out of it later. But they were a great sponsor back at that time, back in the day. Stansberry getting us that relationship for those unlimited hush puppies at Cock in the Wall. I mean, Cock of the Walk.
Yeah.
But it was great to have Matt Rhule on, and, you know, following his career has been fantastic. And I look forward to one day interviewing him as the Carolina Panthers head coach, Bill, when he's heading on to a Super Bowl and dropping that sound bite on him and saying, Coach, do you remember saying this on the Bill King Show?
Cock in the Wall.
And that's going to be the whole bit. That's going to be my entire interview.
That's Matt Rhule.
Then we can laugh about it. But Bill, that was he was a very, very strong guest back in the time. He was just going from the NFL, from the Sunday leagues, from the New York Giants staff to Temple, helped turn Temple around, and we know what he's done since then. So he had the energy, he had the enthusiasm, and I think that we knew, even though you had the Temple Owls head coach on your radio show on Sirius XM at the time, I think we all felt the energy and the enthusiasm from him at the very least, and he's managed to move that forward with a couple of programs now and get himself a nice, big, high-dollar paid NFL job.
So, from that clip, he wasn't at Baylor yet.
No, that was at Temple.
Okay.
That was when he first got the job. I'm not even sure that he had coached a game yet. I think it was shortly after he had been named the head coach, and we had certain relationships that connected us to Matt Rhule, and he wanted to come on this show. He was very specific about wanting to be on with you and to talk about Temple football. And, you know, at the time, that topic, not very interesting, but right. he did turn that thing around. He did have a very good year that year. And he's managed to project that onto a very, very good head coaching career at this point. And he's still young enough that, Bill, he's going to be coaching. He's going to be on the sidelines for many, many years to come, even if the thing doesn't work out in Carolina. He always has a future, I'm sure, if he wanted to come back to the college world.
The remember when he took the Baylor job? I think he took it sight unseen, and it was a huge mess. It was coming off all the, as we know, the off-the-field stuff under Art Briles. And a lot of people question him and wonder, what in the hell are you doing? Why would you go to that literal cesspool right now? And he did it, and he flipped it quick.
He brought the chlorine and the bleach to that cesspool, Bill, and he got that thing cleaned up in a hurry and turned that thing around. And, I mean, they were only one big win away from being in the college football playoff. And when he took that job, that is certainly not something that anybody with any type of rational or sane way of thinking would have ever considered. So turning it around to that degree as quickly as he did, yeah, there's no reason, not much of a shock why the Carolina Panthers would reach out and cut a very large check and then allow him to build his own staff. And now very curious to continue following his career. I knew him with the Giants staff and, of course, his appearances on this show, and now I continue to follow him with Carolina. So it's a very good coaching trajectory and a very uncharacteristic path to get to success from Temple to Baylor to the Carolina Panthers, Bill. That's not the way most people draw it up, but that's his route, and it's been successful.
So he's in Philadelphia, and he tells his wife, we're about to move to Waco, Texas, and by the way, don't read any of the clippings. Don't read about where we're about to go. Just stay away from the news, okay? Because you know when Mama got to reading the clipping, she's calling him in for a meeting, right?
I'm sure she's enjoying Charlotte, North Carolina whole lot better right now. It's one heck of a city. I, of course, from my days at Clemson, used to go up to Charlotte quite a bit. And Bill, I'm looking forward to trying to get over to that season opener. I know it's not the true season opener, but the season opener for Clemson and Georgia over there at the Panther Stadium in Charlotte. Would love to see some of your wonderful faces as I get over there and check that thing out. It's been a while since I've been in a stadium, been a while since I've been around the people in the crowd, and very, very excited about that opening matchup of the year and a brand new cycle for college football. I look forward to getting out there and being there. So as the summer goes along and we get to that part of the calendar, I sure would love to know who's going to be out there, who's going to be getting out there, and maybe we can all meet up and do a little impromptu Bill King Show tailgate somewhere in Charlotte.
You're more of a music guy than me.
Oh, here we go. I knew you were going to ask me eventually.
Your thoughts on the Beatles.
There's no Beatles on this show, is there?
No. I never heard the Beatles.
Well, You have my thoughts then.
There you go.
I agree with the assessments of several of the listeners and what you said earlier. Influential, I've no doubt about it. But as far as I'm concerned, my cup of tea, as you can tell, I'm a little bit more into the hard rock of things. The Stones, The Who, absolutely on board right there. Zeppelin, without a doubt. I also got to add Queen into that mix right there.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
that's four of the most titanic rock bands in the history of the world. And they were all doing it at the same exact time, Bill King. What a freaking time to be alive. You guys tweeting about the concerts you got to go to and the bands you got to see. What a time to be out there experiencing it. But I get it, man. The Beatles were the first. They were the influential ones. But it was that second wave, that next class that came around for me. And then you had a little Sabbath on top of that. And that's where you got me hooked on rock and roll for an entire lifetime.
You know what's interesting, Crazy Charlie? I don't know if I've told you this or not. In the 70s, when I grew up, Southern rock, ZZ Top and Leonard Skinner and all of that.
Allman Brothers, yeah.
I didn't appreciate it. I mean, I tolerated it, but now when I hear it, I really do appreciate it. And I don't know why that is.
Let me pose a theory to you and see if this marinates in your brain a little. Is it because that was your regional music and it was kind of your home turf, therefore it was very, very popular and perhaps maybe oversaturated? So as you were going through your rebellious teenage Billy King years, perhaps you just didn't like the fact that everyone else liked it? Could that be it? And the rock and roll from other regions is what piqued your interest, just the same way Notre Dame football piqued your interest a little bit more than some of the local teams?
That might be it, because you're right. If you took back then, here in town, 103.3 was the rock station, and it was Carl P. Mayfield and everything. That's before you got here, Crazy Charlie, but you know the history. And yeah, we would hear, if you turned on the station, you're going to hear Freebird probably every other song,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's certainly an anthem song. But at the time, it's in your face so much, it's like, please, stop. Stop it. Decades go by, and I don't really hear it that much. And now when I hear it, it's like, man, that's good.
And we feature a lot of it here on the show, both going in and out of breaks all across the network. And, yeah, I love the riffs, man. There was a lot of the jams coming out of the Southern rock scene was just simply incredible. Some of the best musicians. And I didn't appreciate it because I wasn't exposed to it nearly enough at an early age. My mom had too many 8-tracks of disco and bad early 80s music. She wasn't exposing me to the Southern rock that I needed to be exposed to. But as I moved to the South in 1992 and started making my way towards Clemson University and starting to appreciate more and more, Bill King, you can't end up in Athens, Georgia without starting to experience some Southern music. And the more and more you travel around the South, the more of those bands you're going to pick up and you're going to start to experience. And I love that sound, man. There is a great, great core of Southern rock groups and bands. And to be honest with you, the classic rock industry, Bill, they do a disservice to the genre, because you just mentioned it. They'll play Freebird every other song, but they won't go deep into the catalog. That's something like 50 songs that you would recognize deep and play a lot of those. If you gave me access to program a classic rock station, I could really bring you the deep cuts. The music that you hear going in and out of this show, you notice I try to stay away from what is the biggest hits or the biggest known tracks from those bands. That's why I'll bring you AC/DC's Fire Your Guns instead of perhaps something else. Cattleman keeps calling and hanging up on me, Bill. Let me go screen his call.
Hey, no, I got a question. No, Cattleman can wait. I got one question.
Okay.
I saw you tweet this the other day.
Is
the exit in about to go under?
Devastating news about that, Bill King. The Exit Inn, for those of you who don't know, outside of Nashville, one of the longest running rock clubs and just music clubs in general. It's on what they call, Bill, the historical Nashville rock block, yet it's been bought out by a corporation that is looking to perhaps develop it into a hotel. I've seen so many great shows there. And listen, I got to tell you, the people of Nashville, this is Music City. The people come here for the music. If you can replicate what they want to build in any city in America, but you can't replace what they're going to take down, then you don't do it. I am obviously supporting the Exit Inn remaining open and continuing to be there. I've seen some of my favorite concerts have been there. It's a great small venue, a tiny little balcony, fits a couple hundred people. And Bill, I've always had a good time. It's exactly what you want out of a small rock and roll club. It's smoky. They got cheap beers. And if you get there early enough, you'll have a perfect spot on the rail. railing on the balcony. I've always enjoyed being there. And I appreciate you actually bringing that up because Nashville's history needs to be preserved, protected. And, man, the B-52s, you mentioned them earlier. REM, bands that you were talking about earlier, some of the Titans of the 70s, they all played at Exit Inn at some point in time. They have a fantastic wall. If you're not familiar with the club, look it up, man. Every city ought to have a club like Exit Inn. Seriously, I've spent so much time down there. Bill, that place is so cool. If you get a tattoo of their logo, you get access to concerts free for life. How about that?
I didn't even know that.
The only thing shocking is that I didn't do it when I first moved here because, I mean, all you need is a tattoo. Yeah, it's permanent, but how many concerts can I go to in a lifetime for free? So as long as they keep that place open and they keep rock and roll alive here in the Music City, I'm going to be very, very happy.
That piece of property is going to be hard to protect.
All right, Cattleman's going to have some nasty words for me, I'm sure. Do you want to just talk to him right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here, I just punched him up. I'm not even going to screen him. He's there. Go ahead.
Cosby Cattleman, what's up?
Yabba-dabba-do, slide down that dinosaur, kiss Miss King. Monster King's, it's finally Friday. Have y'all been to that Exit Inn before?
Who just...
My favorite sushi restaurant, Samurai Sushi, right across the street.
There's a really good milkshake place, too. Right across the street. I don't remember the name of it.
What's the name of that street? What's the name of that area?
Elliston. That's Elliston Place.
Elliston Place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some pretty funky businesses back in there.
Yep.
Hey, Bill, I got today in Keystone Cops, a.k.a. Tennessee sports history going on. But before I do, well, I'll just start with you on that. And then, one thing on Tennessee football in general, people are just exhausted, Bill. Recruiting, these twins, is that Spring Hill? There are a couple of good twins over there, right?
Yes. Yes. They announced that their announcement is on the 16th of April.
Yeah, and Tennessee's pretty much sounds like they're getting ready to go 0-10 with the best players of the state, which is about as embarrassing as all get out. And the thought was Tennessee, if they were going to get any of them, it would probably be those twins. And now I'm reading that one of these twins wants to play quarterback, and old Stoops is sniffing around. Old size 44 polyester pants Stoops is sniffing around, promising one of them to play quarterback. It sounds like those dudes are going to Kentucky.
My son's like best buddies with these guys. They're together around the clock. And I purposely have not asked him because I don't want to know until – no, first of all, it's their day, you know, so I want them to – so I really don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Tennessee, but it might be Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah, well – you know, nothing against old Heupel. He just showed up, and he's getting his $4 million, but they ought to fire everybody over there if that happens. If they go 0-10 in the state, they ought to fire everybody over there. And then they ought to call up every public school football coach for these kids and fire them too.
Walter Nolan down there in Memphis, the top-rated defensive lineman in America. You got Ty Simpson over in Jackson, who's already committed to Alabama. Yeah, there's a lot. It's a heck of a year in state for the class of 22.
Yeah, you know, Bill, common sense. These dudes, nobody wants to jump in if they think, you know, I'm sure Tennessee's getting a lot of negative recruiting. They're going on probation, which they probably are and stuff like that. So these dudes, they want to go to some big bowl game and all that, and maybe that's just where we are, but I have a hard time believing if they brought in Kiffin or Freeze, we'd be going through this.
Probably. Yeah, I don't really know much about Heupel and his recruiting prowess because he really hasn't needed. He went down to UCF. He inherited a program, so we really don't know.
Yeah. Looking at him, Bill, I've had a chance to get a pretty good look at him. He looks like a really nice, you know, guy, not irritating, no slogans like Bush Jones, doesn't look like a gump, like a dumb gump, like a Pruitt, can actually, you know, speak pretty well. He just looks, I guess the word I would use with him is just boring. He looks kind of like a slob in a suit, like a lot of these coaches. But you know the thing, I think it's a little unfair to that dude, Bill's, he was the quarterback for Oklahoma, as you well know, on an undefeated team for Stoops, right?
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy about it, Bill? Just like Majors, just like Heath Shuler, just like Peyton Manning, just like Hank Larcella, he was runner-up for the Heisman Trophy, and you get no rub whatsoever. If you're an undefeated quarterback and a Heisman Trophy winner, we're not calling Josh Heupel boring, are we?
Probably not. Yeah, probably.
Kind of funny how that works. Hey, Bill, I'll make you laugh. Get the bong out. I know you're always talking about Devil's Lettuce. Get the bong out. I'll give you a little more Tennessee funny money. We always talk about Malcolm Turner's funny money over at Peabody.
Yeah.
I got you some real funny money, Bill. I throw these numbers out all the time. Your listeners probably just shake their head. $5 million
for regular. You hear the music? Okay. Can you hang tight through the break?
Yeah, I got some money, and then I'll clear out on you.
All right. I assume you like the Vandy boys getting whooped last night, 214-2. I figured you'd want to mention that. We'll take the break, and we'll finish up with the Cosby Cattleman as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel, Brad's up.
Good morning. They've got this wreck over to the side here, but people insist on rubbernecking as they drive by. 65 southbound here, just south of Trinity Lane. It's busy in this area this time of the morning already. Central Pike at Valley Grove, that wreck over in Hermitage, is being cleared. Traffic's on the increase now, where you would expect, coming down through Mount Juliet right now on I-40 going westbound. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now hiring inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Call 615-478-1171 or log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price, too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And now, Q's Impeccable Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by your local number one trusted contractor for all your painting needs, for the absolute finest quality and five-star services in all your painting projects. Call the pros today at 615-574-2146. That's 615-574-2146. Q's Impeccable Service, standing tall, supporting our troops and first responders.
Napa Know How.
Get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs around 82. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows near 60. Saturday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, highs near 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows near 50. Sunny on Sunday, high 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
All right, Cosmic Cataman, carry on.
Hey, let me wrap this up here. I got a little money for you, but I was thinking about something during the break. Well, first off, so the Peabody Yankees got beat
14-2 by the Dogs.
Yeah, I'm not a big college baseball guy, but it's always good to hear that. Hey, during the break, I was thinking about something. We need to do a late life career change for you. You ever thought about getting out of the radio game?
What's the alternative? What do you got for me?
Here's the idea. We need to ban Buck Fitzgerald and Byron Diviner from campus. Fire everybody in the UT recruiting office and hire you as the recruiting coordinator because all the good players in the state are in your living room.
That would work. Yeah, I mean, I got a pretty big advantage, actually.
And the way UT throws money around, I probably can get you a ton of money to do it.
You give me some of that funny money, huh? I want the funny money.
Let's move along quickly here. I want to whiz off some state taxpayers real quick. This isn't political.
Okay.
Bill, I talked to you a lot about regular season rate getting $5 million a year.
Yeah.
I talked to you a lot about Fatmer getting $37,000 a month for running Tennessee football twice and getting fired by his own school twice.
Yes.
And I talked to you about Kevin Steele getting $900,000 to do nothing.
Yes.
Didn't call a play, didn't blow a whistle, got $900,000 in a pandemic.
Didn't have to get out of a chair.
Yeah. But I've got a golden oldie for you, Bill. I've thrown this at you, and this is on the front page of the Sentinel this morning. Now, we've been talking about the animal cruelty and the bad drug deals and the quarterback of the future already in trouble and this and that.
Yeah.
Players shooting other players and in nightclubs, I mean, Keystone Cop stuff. But I got an oldie but goodie, and I want to dedicate this to all the state taxpayers, maybe the Peabody fans that pay state taxes. I want to dedicate the rest of this call to them real quick, Bill.
Go ahead.
Probably the biggest embarrassment of all, biggest scandal all over here is Tyler Summitt. You know all about that, right?
Got his mama's monthly payments, right?
Yeah, and I'm not bringing this out of thin air. This is, I mean, old, kind of old news, but it's on the front of the Sentinel today. They did a big, huge splash piece on it. That's why I'm bringing it up to you. For people who don't know, Pat Summitt's son, they got him a big gravy train six-figure job, I think Louisiana Tech, when he was like 20, early 20s. Didn't do anything, knocked his player up. Yeah, I said it, knocked his player up, complete scandal, had to resign in disgrace.
Yeah.
We'll get this, Bill. For the state taxpayers in the state pension system, and by the way, the state pension system in Kentucky is underwater. If you're in the state pension system in the state of Kentucky, that's like Social Security. You're not getting your money. But let me tell you what Tyler Summitt's getting, Bill. He got named as a sole beneficiary from Pat on her state employment she was getting.
Yeah.
He gets $173,000 a year, Bill, off the state pension system. How big a disgrace is that?
And all he has to do is...
Yeah, it might be within the rules. I'm not for. I mean, I'm a capitalist and all this. I'm sure it's all legal and within the rules. I'm not saying stealing or anything. It's just a complete embarrassment. If I was a state taxpayer, so Peabody fans paying your state taxes, Tyler Summitt, $173,000 per year. That means over 10 years, he got $1.7 million off your back pocket.
for knocking up one of his former players.
Total disgrace, and makes $1.7 million over 10 years doing nothing. I think he lives up there around CBUS now. Maybe one of your CBUS callers can call in.
Is he on a staff up there or what?
No. He couldn't get a job to bring you your newspaper. That guy's radioactive.
He lives in CBUS, Ohio.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think his wife's from up there or something. The only reason I know this is because it's like a 3-page article in the Sentinel today, front page stuff. But Bill, that guy couldn't get a job to be the night manager at your local White Castle. He's radioactive. See you, Bill. Happy weekend.
See ya. Tyler Summitt. Didn't think that name would come up today on the show, but it did. Wow. Buckeye Brenda, speaking of CBUS, Ohio, that area, she's on her farm up there. Says, Bill, when I was in high school in the 70s, I listened to Rare Earth, Deep Purple, Mott the Hoople, Jethro Tull in art class. Later, I found ZZ Top, the Eagles, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Steve Miller Band, and CCR. Then Pink Floyd during pizza study sessions in my college observatory. That's one that I never gravitated to. It's Pink Floyd and that famous album, The Wall or whatever. And if you listen to Crazy Charlie's talking about classic rock, the classic rock station here now is 105.9. It used to be kind of easy listening. And they were under the same umbrella as we were at 1510. So I knew all those people at 105.9, and I remember when they made the transition to classic rock. But you can hear that Pink Floyd stuff every 10 minutes, that same stuff. That never was something that I enjoyed. Very popular, no, I know. Paragon SC up in New York City, where Crazy Charlie's from. Says, Crazy Charlie is nailing it on the classic rock business this morning on the show. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, the Beatles were better than every band Crazy Charlie mentioned. They all changed to be, or wanted to be, I guess he says, the Beatles. Pink Floyd is also better than, I don't agree with you on Pink Floyd. Yeah, I don't agree with that. Jeff, too. Bill, when you play the Cock of the Walk clip, I always think about 20 years I spent in the Jackson, Mississippi area. There is a Cock of the Walk located on the Ross Barnett Reservoir in Ridgeland. Great catfish, delicious cornbread, cold beer, and the best slaw that you will ever eat. I assume hush puppies, too. Pretty good hush puppies as well. Brad's coming up top of the hour. About, 15 minutes or so from now? Yeah, Brad will be with us out in Vegas. Friday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The wrapping of this wreck here. People insist on rubbernecking as they drive by 65 South here, just south of Trinity Lane. THP's on the scene of a wreck in Dixon County right now on the interstate. It's 40 westbound at the 171 mile marker. Again, that's in Dixon County. Traffic still busy down through Mount Juliet on I-40. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Yeah, a couple notes, and then Charlie says we've got a call. Jeff 2 says, here's a Wikipedia of Tyler Summitt, and it sounds like the Cosby Cattleman wrote this. Summitt married Ann Dennis Andy Ragsdale in June of 2013. They divorced in June of 17. In December of 18, Tyler Summitt married Brooklyn Pomeroy, a player he coached at Marquette and Louisiana Tech. The couple lives in London, Ohio, with their son, Breck. Summitt says he will no longer coach professionally. He receives more than $173 a year as the beneficiary of his mother's state pension. When he's not fishing from a boat his mother gave him, he works with the Pat Summitt Foundation. He also, according to Josh, coaches at Fairborn High School. I believe that's what this says here. Quincy, I believe, is up in Ohio. Quincy, welcome in. Appreciate you calling.
Good morning, Bill. I had no idea that our part of the world had a connection to the Summits there. That's some pretty good information.
just a coincidence.
I'm going to give you a hand on that Beatles thing.
Yeah.
I believe that they're the most overrated band ever. And at some point in time, some dude, after hitting his bong, says, "This is the smartest music that's ever been made." No one else in the room believed him, but they didn't want to seem like they weren't smart enough to get it, so they just all started agreeing. And it's been going on since they started making weird albums and stopped with the teeny bopper stuff. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
So about 60 years, this lie has been perpetuated.
Yep, it's been going on ever since. It's just nobody. There's a, I related down in a little town called Barberville, Kentucky, where I went to college. There was a town square, and you had four different ways to get onto the square. You're waiting to go. The next person coming, no one would hit the turn signal to turn right, so you could, you know, get out ahead of everything. And the theory was, some dude was going to go. No one hit the turn signal, and so ever since then, everybody's been just hosing the next guy coming down the line there for, you know, 100 years or whatever. So that's my theory on old the Beatles there. Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, Quincy.
Give me the Stones, give me Creedence any day of the week. I've tried. I really did. I tried to like them because, you know, you're told you have to or whatever.
Yeah.
No. Hey, one more thing. On the whole, I can't remember where you stood on the kids being able to transfer willy-nilly however they wanted to. But what we're running into right now with West Virginia, it looks like if they develop a kid that comes in there under the radar and he becomes really good and he lives in a state that has a really, really good football team and he wants to go there, I mean, there's a lot of schools right now are turned into the minor league farm system for people.
I know. It's not a good idea. And it's
no.
But it's here to stay and it's only going to get worse. That's what I do know, but it's not a good idea. Quincy,
right,
always
brother.
Appreciate it, bud.
Thank you,
sir. Appreciate you checking in. I'll say this though. You know me, I'm always first and foremost about the show. The transfer portal is interesting as far as conversation. It is an additional conversation stream for the show, is it not? Jim in Jupiter. Bill, everybody followed the Beatles. The Stones were a copy of the Beatles and followed the way they dressed, haircuts, clothes, changed the edgy to more edgy music to be like the Beatles. Most people agree with Jim, I think. But I just wasn't a thing for me. Bama Mark, Bill, Cosby needs 30 minutes at least two times a week. He was classic today. Cosby Cattleman brings it almost every time, right? Nobody has a higher rate of bringing it per call than him. And he calls often, making it even more difficult to bring it every time, and he does. Perry Mason, Bill, I used to visit family in the 70s in Nashville, and KDF, that's 103.3 rocked. To me, nothing is better than the Stones. Yeah, and I don't remember the year, but probably 20 more years ago, KDF changed the format. It was a shock to everybody, and they changed the country. It was 103.3 with Carl P. Mayfield in general was everybody listened to it. Now, again, that's in this area. Where your area, you probably got a similar story about some guy. But that was in the 70s. And I think it started fading, actually, in the 80s. It may be longer than 20 years ago. I don't really remember. But they flipped it, man. They flipped that thing to country music, and it's been that way. If you come to town and you put it on 103.3, it's country music. Coming up on the other side on Friday, guess what? Brad's with us, BradPowerSports.com. He checks in, and if you want to go back, talk NCAA tournament a little bit, that's okay. If you want to go forward and look at some college football, we can do that as well. Either way, handicapping, what ifs, point spreads for all of you degenerate reprobates. That's what we've got coming up next hour. Omni, Nashville, Potomac.